because it's not the best thing. But the circumstance of that relationship was Christ was always the best person to conceive. That's why exactly what so easy to get if you understand it. You got the two hearts. That was the best. Which one? Emil?
Kathy.
Kathy.
Number three. Second year. Second year. Moves, makes nice moves. If this the four horse here is the four horse here and the four horse here, that's pretty good. But look where the four horse is here, last. And he makes a move and he goes down to the bottom. And then he makes the factor X horse.
Doctor, you bet it's calf, top and bottom?
No, I'm betting mostly on the grass. I'm not betting top and bottom. No way. No. You're analyzing the race by looking at that. Here's a horse that wins the race, who's right behind four. Well, then four goes into two, so four's no longer much of a threat, is it? I mean, logically speaking, here's a horse that's leading this horse, your ultimate winner, and he goes into the twos here. Well, he bounces back, but look what he's trying to overcome when he bounces back. He had very little difference between him and the place horse. And then there's your winner, who was doing well, who comes in. Don't expect your winner in a sprint is 5.5 furlongs. Don't expect him to be number one, right? Is there one more chart?
Is that it?
Well, what I'm saying is don't try to interpret this. If you have trouble with it, go to that absurd.
Yeah.
If you have trouble with it, respect what you got on your linear graph, line graph. They get you the winner of the place. That's all you need. Don't, if this confuses you, don't use these graphs.
But you like the second place horse. You like the place horse.
The place horse is the best horse in the race, 60% of them. Well, you're not there. Why? Because the place horse really has a result. It's much more difficult to Emil. Yeah. Emil did fine. But when you got to stand out the place, you can build your whole race on. Vanellas, trifectas, superfectas, exactas. You get the place horse. That's the biggest difficulty people have in getting an exact. They think the second best winner is the best place horse. Getting winners is very easy. Getting the place horse is not. Bless you. Okay, go to the 10th race. Yes, sir.
Let me ask you a question. Is the adjustment automatic? The alternate adjustment here the same as the adjustment energy tattoo?
See where he is up there?
Is that a similar adjustment?
Well, for the algorithms of this program, it is the three auto-adjust. Two is the three auto-adjust.
Three. Okay, good.
Two here is three.
Two is three. If we just build it in, we can build it in an energy. That's the only other one we got.
We got two more. We got two. We got the six rings.
Okay. Let's see if it's worth doing.
Was he in the wrong?
Yeah,
top four in the wrong.
Okay,
good race. Good race.
The man in the back there.
Hey, Dad. anything, anything you do to make you feel good. He did buy us lunch. But he won yesterday. Won real good. Okay, now we got, what do we got here? How did you adjust this race, Frank? God, look at that. One fight. I never saw 148. Woo, you're talking 142. Remember how you adjusted it? There's going to be some throwouts here, folks. Look at those. Some of those.
Is there a sprinter in here, too, Doc? There must be. That horse, that hot horse?
This race is a mile and 16, and I guess there were a couple of sprinters. This program doesn't care about sprinters and riders. It's not like some of those that make the sprinter look better. What you got here is dominant early and one horse that's not early. Look at Melinda and Dee's lady. Dee's lady, I think, is here. Sprinter. There's your winner. There's your placement. Both are early horses. But in this case, in the longer distance, you don't have that 70 factor. Now, you got some closers in here. Okay, move on. We know that if you leave them all in. Let's see, let's leave them all in first and see what if it separates the hotspots.
I've never.
Just go to the graph. Okay. Sustained. You got your winner fourth and your place horse is fourth. Winner is third. What do we got here? Okay, go there early.
Who won the race?
Melinda and Dee placed.
Howard, would this be indicative on a route race though? Could use, but not a route, but a turf race, could use a sustain? Does that make any difference?
The counter energy should be in there. But your winner come in third and fourth on the raw without any change on this one. Let's just leave them all in and hit the two button. I've never seen a wider discrepancy in total energy. Okay, who did you scratch out of here to get Melinda on top for a second? Remember, Frank? You remember who you scratched?
Oh, no.
You should have it in your pocket at all times.
Who do you
want out? I don't know who I want out, but let's see if they deserve it. Hey, how you doing?
Okay.
Take a look at grass and Linda's total energy. And India, whatever that is.
A little bit of grass, India, and Melody.
Leave Melody in. But you can't just scratch them just because you won, because you know who won. We got to make sure they win legitimately.
So we're going to go look at total energy.
Look at total energy.
Total energy graph.
What
the
hell
this one is
for
grass?
We want to look at grass. What was the other one saying? Go back to... Yeah, we see what distance they came from. go all the way through it and get to it. First the total and then what this is looking at. What were the horses that were on top of it? Go over there, children.
The grass is on top of 142.
grass goes. Grass is a.
Is this Justin?
Is that last line?
Grass?
I don't know what it is.
This is wrong.
This is Frank.
Sid goes out.
Yeah. Right down it goes out. These are terribly disgusting. I mean,
Let's take out two of them and see what happens.
Okay.
There we go.
These horses are ridiculously slow. You've got to get it out of them and make the manual adjustment, because what it does is it says they're as good as the other horse, and they're obviously not.
Okay. Now we're going to look at only scratch two horses.
Okay.
Still got one more at 45.
Yeah, but who's, what are those two that are above it have? Anybody got a form for this?
Yeah, there you go.
Hot blood came out of sprint.
Okay. That's what we want to do next. Go to the screen that shows what distance they came out of. Everything's in, built into this.
Oops, damn. Went right by it.
There it is.
That's his way.
Not too much.
Remember something.
Yeah. Okay, everyone. Okay, this horse.
Yeah.
Well, let's see what we come out here.
Fresh.
Who would
have last two?
Who got scratched? You know, you were there.
I scratched hot.
Launched into.
Can he stretch out from 5.5 furlongs
no.
to around?
He's 51.35%.
Yeah.
Be far in. Get rid of hot.
Okay. Come around with the scratches and get rid of hot.
What? That was what? That was your screen, damn it.
We were going to scratch hot.
Oh, okay. You just had the winner on top. Scratch that first.
Yeah.
Thanks for
Four horses and 10 horses.
Now, 10's still in there. 2, 3, 4, 6.
Just press the 10.
Just go over. Linda was real low total energy. It was 145 or something.
Okay, here's.
Okay, your counter energy graph. You got your winner. It's not supposed to be on the top. Bar's got to stay in. Okay. Second and third horse on the wind energy thing, when you scratch the red horses, are second and third. Took a while.
You got to do it with us.
Do you have any disagreements on who we scratch? Anybody?
You got rid of the horses for lousy total energy.
Huh?
You got rid of the horses for lousy total energy.
Yeah, we got rid of the lousy ones, and I think this is fair.
Yeah. Hey, Howard?
And you bet certain only to win, and you've got, and you're exactly, you got the three, and then you got it. And it didn't pay all that much. Not to justify all this time.
I got rid of that 5.5 furlong horse. It looked to me like it was going to be set in the early crash. Does that matter?
That means nothing. That means nothing. You know if 5.5 is going to set the early fractions. He's not going to go all the way. He never has. Now let's do the 10th race. This didn't pay enough to worry about. $16 and $8 up to well, you press in 1.7. Okay, the 10th race. That is, you put all the horses in, all the lots of different baselines, and then you start scratching.
But everything you can.
You can't. I'm not saying you do it just because it's there.
I know, but
you can. No, you. Depends on your needs. If you can ascertain the proper five without it, but it helps you ascertain the proper five. That's there's a lot of horses in this one we've got too. Okay, we got a amended and a favored row. This horse plays.
Well, yeah, I'd probably be better off.
Big plays.
Favorite Roman amended. Amended what? That's the one horse place, and incidentally, the 5 horse came in third, and the 10 horse was fourth. The 10.
Yeah.
That was a pay $30,000. We had them all written down, and somebody wanted to economize.
I
got to
have my wife all
the time. Go ahead. Right, guys. And Jenny said we can't spend that much money.
Are you scratching the lowest energy horses?
No. We were scratching the lower total energy horses. Yes. Yes, we're so far behind. Look, right here, you've got the race.
With that bottom horse, Howard, you threw that out?
Huh?
You threw that bottom horse out?
No, we did not. But, you got anything?
Medium.
What's his number, that bottom horse? Probably 7, isn't it? No, it's 5 horse. No, hey, I'll just go to your graph.
I think it's 10 horse and bottom horse. Well, not the very bottom.
Yeah, next to the bottom. Third. Okay. With all that bunch in there, with that wide divergence, even after if you threw out all the lowest, that wide divergence of total energy. You're going to have to keep matching. I don't care what it is.
Here we go.
Okay.
On
your raw, with no, you get the winner third. So if you bet a third, you pay $18. But let's see, where's the? You don't get this horse at all. It's a counter energy horse. Go back.
Where's the one? Place horse.
There's your win in place in the top group there. Scratched everything under. Whatever you want to put in five, just scratch these ones. Write down Julie, Paul, and Chris.
What are you going to do tonight?
Yeah, listen. We got it.
So the graph you just showed raw?
Yes.
Okay.
As raw as you can get this program. Press the 2.
We're
going
to go.
Oh, you got to scratch. Press the 2 first, see if you have to scratch. The next graph is obviously here. Okay, your place horse is right up on top. And your winner is third without any scratching. Now, let's say you don't scratch, you don't like to scratch, you don't want to get too refined, you just want to bust through. You've got a $70.60 exactly with those three horses up there.
That showed up.
You got a win horse that pays $18.60, and a place horse pays $11.40. That's not too bad, just the way it looks. Now the five horse, incidentally, came in third. So you got your first, second, and third horse. Not exact order. Now go to your next graph and see what they do.
On one graph, the winner was almost eliminated. Which graph was
that? That was your sustain.
That was your sustain, and that's not holding up.
Yeah, you'd expect him to be in the bottom there. But you notice that your place horse is on top.
Yeah, that's right.
So you got your place. That's the most important one.
Are we going
building around the place horse? Let's go to these and see what without any scratching.
Okay.
I love to scratch some horses that are below the thing. Okay. On the pure fractional table, that they're all up here. See? There's your number one earth. There's your winner. Now they all go into the tubes fractionally, which is what we know is going to happen. The third fractions are very slow. They deserve it. Go to the next graph. Okay.